House Labor, I'm sorry, House Rules Committee will come to order at 5 p.m. Today is Thursday, April 3rd. Members present are Representative Chenault, Representative Hawker, Representative Herron, myself, Chair Olson, and we probably have two members in transit. Rep. Johnson has been excused. Let the record reflect we do have a quorum to conduct business. Please turn off your cell phones. We only have one bill on today's agenda. Senate Bill 124, extending the Council on Domestic Violence. Representative Chenault will speak to the bill and the amendment. The members have the amendment in their packet. We've been joined by Representative Gruenberg. And can I have a motion to adopt Amendment N.128-LS1235/A.2?
Mr. Chair?
Representative Hawker.
Mr. Chair, I guess it is not a blank form amendment. I'd be happy to do it on behalf of the Speaker. The Speaker can do it. I'll do it, let him speak to it.
You want me to move an amendment, Mr. Chairman? Is that what you ask?
Well, that's what I asked. But
all right, Mr. Chairman, I would
be efficient.
Mr. Chairman, I would move 28-LS1235/A.2.
And I will object.
And I will object for purposes of discussion.
I will object for the purposes of discussion.
Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, if you'll give me just a little bit of leeway on this amendment, I think it'll become perfectly clear what's going on. Mr. Chairman, originally, after conversations with the original maker of the bill, a member from the other body, apparently I was mistaken, despite the fact that he didn't object to me adding this amendment to the bill. I just want to make it clear to the public that there is not and has never been any intent to place the Domestic Violence Council at risk on my part. I know that my caucus, that the House of Representatives and the Senate would never jeopardize such an important entity in our state. With that being said, and now that it is clear that the bill sponsor doesn't support the amendment I proposed, I'm not going to force the issue. Only with his agreement could this mechanism have worked without threatening the Domestic Violence Council. But, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to discuss the amendment that we have before us now. And then it's my intent to withdraw this amendment and introduce a bill, which will be introduced in the morning, to deal with this particular subject. So, Mr. Chairman, in regards to this amendment, I was going to request that the bill sponsored by the House Rules be introduced that amends AGDC statute in order to allow for an out-of-state board appointments. And I hope to have this bill through the process before the confirmations that we take up next Friday on our confirmations. Mr. Ravenau of Texas is on the list of appointments that we're to take up, and I want us to be able to make sure that we can have a vote on the confirmations of his merits. And that means his appointment has to be allowable by statute. If people vote for him, that's okay. If people don't vote for him, that's okay. But let's have a vote. And regardless of Mr. Ravenau's nomination, AGDC statute should be amended to fix the technical oversight and reflect the intent of the legislature. That desire, which was clear in testimony last year, is that the governor have the ultimate discretion in appointing the most qualified people to lead AGDC in carrying out its mission to develop projects that get gas to Alaskans. AGDC's board currently includes two commissioners, and the governor appoints five public members by statute. The governor is encouraged to appoint people who bring specific qualifications, expertise in pipeline construction, large project management, and so on. By statute, AGDC's mission requires the board and the corporation to act in Alaska's best interests. And the board is all Alaskan, except for the one member. Bear in mind that no matter how hard the board works to develop a project with Alaskans' interest in mind, if the board lacks the global expertise to bring a project to fruition, we risk failing Alaskans. It's Alaskans lose if the project is not developed, constructed on time and on budget and under the terms with the major oil and gas producers. And who better to understand the way the majors operate than to use that knowledge for the benefit of Alaskans than that candidate with Mr. Rabinow's resume? I believe, Mr. Chairman, that that is in the packet. HB4 was a complex piece of legislation that's 59 pages long, and is often the case in this process, we don't always get it right the first time. HB4 specifically laid out a structure for AGDC as a corporation, defining what the legislature wanted as far as board appointments, items generally addressed in 3905, the existing statute related to public officers and employees. 39.05.100 requires board appointees to be Alaskans unless otherwise provided for. HB4 laid out board requirements without specifically stating whether members had to be Alaskans or not. Legal guidance at the time plus testimony was that HB4 language allowed for out-of-state and Alaskans to serve. What we neglected to do, and this was an oversight, is to specifically exempt AGDC from 39.05.100 after we put into statutes that were intended. So, Mr. Chairman, that is the crux of the amendment, and that's what the amendment does. Mr. Chairman, I would ask that you listen to two members from AGDC, one being Dan Fowski and the other being John Burns. So, Mr. Chairman, with that, I will stop talking and give
And I believe both of them are online and have been invited to testify. Dan Fowski, are you with us? Online.
Mr. Chairman, this is Dan Fowski.
Hello, Mr. Fowski. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for participating, and you've got our undivided attention.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask an indulgent of the committee. I'd like to defer to my chairman, Mr. Burns, if that's possible, for his opening statement, if he's online. I believe he is.
Let's check. John Burns, are you with us?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, John Burns here.
Thank you for joining us as well, and please state your name and affiliation for the record.
Yes. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the House Rules Committee. My name is John Burns, and I appear before you telephonically in my capacity as chairman of the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation to speak in favor of the proposed amendment to Senate Bill 124, and in fact, in favor of any amendment that will achieve the objective that Speaker Chenault articulated just a few moments ago. My testimony this afternoon is focused not on the efficacy or merits of the amendment process, nor on the constitutionality of Alaska's residency requirements under AS 3905-100. Rather, my comments this afternoon are grounded on the substance of the amendment that, if passed, will not only provide necessary legal clarity, but will additionally ensure that the composition of AGDC's board is best suited to achieve the mission and responsibility which this legislature conferred upon AGDC when you passed House Bill 4. AGDC is Alaska's gas pipeline company. AGDC is the product of what could easily be argued as the most comprehensive enabling legislation passed in recent decades. HB 4, which this legislature passed last year, embodies the hopes of Alaskans and the commitment of this legislature and this administration to ensure that Alaska's gas is developed and available to Alaskans. The responsibility to achieve that objective was conferred by you on AGDC. And as the chairman of AGDC, I can assure you unequivocally that AGDC's board of directors and staff are mission-oriented and we are focused in delivering on our responsibility. SB 138, as is currently being debated by this legislature, if passed, will likely add to our responsibility as a board, and rightly so, because it is imperative that any gas project in which this state participates on an equity basis must be thoroughly evaluated and analyzed. To the extent that SB 138, it will likely be AGDC's role in conjunction with other state agencies to evaluate and ultimately recommend to the legislature and the administration which of the two projects, the ASAP line or the Alaska LNG project, to sanction and to invest in. As a legislature, you confer tremendous responsibility on AGDC and also imbue AGDC with tremendous authority to achieve our mission. However, the ability to ensure that AGDC succeeds is critically dependent on the composition of a board that not only has a passion for the mission, but the complementary skill set to achieve that mission. As most any leadership authority will advise, an effective board of directors must not only have a strategic perspective, but also the experience and expertise to formulate and implement that strategy. To a certain extent, it is unfortunate that this amendment is essentially about one individual, Dick Ravenel. But on the other hand, Dick Ravenel exemplifies why this amendment makes sense and why passage amendment is in the state's best interest as the owner of AGDC. I share in the comments and observations previously made by Speaker and other representatives and so many others in recognizing Dick Ravenel's four decades of pipeline experience and his expertise in large project development, implementation, and management. From a personal perspective, I can attest to Mr. Ravenel's integrity as a board member, his commitment to AGDC's mission and objectives, to his preparation, and his active participation during board meetings as well as during subcommittee meetings. Mr. Ravenel provides an owner's perspective and insight about pipeline construction, operations, management, and financing that is invaluable in assisting AGDC as we negotiate with potential pipeline builders and operators, and as we negotiate with gas producers and purchasers. Similar to the Alaska Aerospace Development Corporation, AGDC's focus is on a specialized, highly technical, financially sensitive industry, and as such, it is critically important that AGDC's board be comprised of individuals whose expertise and skill set complement one another and the mission of the corporation. This nation and this state are founded on the basic principle that what matters most is the individual, an individual's personal abilities and accomplishment, not on one's ethnicity, gender, political affiliation, or residency. Probably the best reflection of Mr. Ravenel's commitment to AGDC and to the state is found in his March 18th letter to Governor Parnell. It is a letter that reflects an attitude of service above self. That letter exemplifies an individual who is pragmatic, practical, business-oriented, and focused on promoting the best interests of AGDC and the state. Rather than engage in self-aggrandizement or to take sides in a legal debate in an effort to preserve his volunteer board membership status, Mr. Ravenel graciously thanked the governor for the opportunity to have worked towards commercializing Alaska's natural gas resources and graciously offered to you to resign his appointment to the extent that this legislature desires that he do so. When Mr. Ravenel volunteered as a board member, he, like every other AGDC board member, took an oath in office, and we signed a confidentiality agreement. He and we ride only for one brand, and that brand is the state of Alaska. Our loyalty is to the state, and our fiduciary responsibility is to AGDC. There are. As AGDC's board chair, And as an Alaskan, I would respectfully urge that you pass the amendment, whether it's to SB 124 or to any other amendment that would enable this, the composition of the AGDC board to ensure that we achieve the objectives of the state of Alaska. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Burns. Any questions for Mr. Burns? Dan Palski, you're up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Dan Palski, the president of AGDC. I will be very brief. I certainly can't, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Burns gave quite an opening statement. I'd just like to point out in our experience here with working with Mr. Ravineau, his depth of experience has just been a major asset to our management team. Short example, shortly after his appointment, Dick made a point to personally sit down with all of our functional managers, in essence interviewing each to understand their level of experience, scope of duties, and project objectives. He's maintained that level of involvement since. We're fortunate to be able to tap into his knowledge of regulatory matters, safety, compliance, engineering, design, operations, as well as commercial aspects of our project. In short, I share with the chairman, I understand some of the issues that are at play here, but I certainly hope that we can figure out a way to maintain someone of this caliber on the board as we take this project on. It's comforting. There's been a powerful board has been assembled. I think a great team behind them. On those of us that have been charged with exercising the duties of House Bill 4 and getting this project and working with the AKLNG. And I hope people will just consider that folks like this are hard to replace. Their talent level and their loyalty and to the project, they're just not readily replaceable. And so with that, Mr. Chairman, I thank you for the opportunity to speak in favor of Mr. Ravineau, and I think it's a good opportunity for the board to read his resume. It's pretty impressive when you think about the work that he has done. And so with that, I'll close, and thank you very much for this opportunity.
And thank you, and will you gentlemen stand for a few questions?
I certainly will. This is Dan.
Representative Hawker, any questions?
And thank you, Mr. Chair. Not questions, but if I might offer a comment to this dialogue.
Certainly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With respect to the testimony we've just heard from Mr. Burns and Mr. Fauske, the issue before us right now is not about Mr. Ravineau one little bit. The issue before us, and I speak to this committee and on this record as prime co-sponsor of House Bill 4. The issue before us is, as we sit here in the Rules Committee, and however we either amend or dispose of the proposition in front of us, is about clarifying and fixing our intent in crafting House Bill 4. It's not a statement on Mr. Ravineau. It's not a confirmation hearing. It is this proposal, this amendment, and as we heard, the Speaker's intent to withdraw the amendment and request the Rules Committee to introduce a separate bill. It is about fixing what we intended when we crafted HB 4 the first time. To that end, as a prime co-sponsor of House Bill 4, I absolutely want to confirm and I want to endorse the Speaker's earlier statements about what was our intent as we crafted and developed HB 4 in negotiation with the administration, the Department of Law, and in committee. It was certainly my intent in crafting that bill that we empowered the governor to select a board of directors that were the best and the brightest people with the most appropriate, comprehensive experience in this sort of a project that are available to us. Yes. This project is so significant to the future of Alaska that, again, we want to be sure that we bring the very, very best people to the table to guide it. And would emphasize, as Mr. Speaker had previously noted, that we, the legislature, maintain a very strong position in evaluating those people he brings to the table through the confirmation process. But again, the issue before this committee today is not the confirmation process, not Mr. Rabinow, but our desire to make sure that AGDC, our state's gas pipeline company, charged with getting Alaska's North Slope natural gas into the hands of Alaskans and continuing to work to develop all of our gas resources in the best interests of the state and the Constitution, that we do have the best and the brightest on that job. So, Mr. Chair, again, I want to make that distinction, but again, very much strongly emphasize the need for either an amendment in an appropriate forum or a separate bill to get this done.
I'd like to add at this point in time that Representative Hawker and I left a meeting next door today, the resource meeting, and we had four consultants, two from the administration, two representing our interest, all of whom are from outside of the state of Alaska. Typically on a number of gas line issues, we've had people from Holland, people from Holland that live in the Caribbean, probably the same person, but and we go out and we get the best people we can find. And in the case of the people next door, they are making money that has a lot of zeros in it for the work they're doing for the next few years. Mr. Rabinow, I believe, will be paid $400 a day for public service, and I believe we will be getting a bargain from him, particularly considering the knowledge that we would be getting with him. But with that, Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I very much appreciate the Speaker's statement. The politic way that's being handled at this point. My interest, and I don't know Mr. Rabinow, I understand he's up for confirmation in your, I think it's
in your. We're putting his name forward in a few days.
Pardon me?
We'll be putting his name forward.
Yeah, so that'll be a subject of a hearing, I think, tomorrow.
We'll go to the full legislature.
No, but I mean, your hearing is tomorrow on him. And I think that's good. He sounds like a very qualified person to me, but I don't know. I want to hear what happens. My interest, and I mentioned to the Speaker that I did have some issues with what was happening. My interest, and it should be known, as I think you all know, are mainly legal. And I had some concerns that are being addressed by not putting into this bill, and I don't need to spread those on the record. And I'll be looking forward to further discussions on this because there are some potential issues that have nothing to do with Mr. Rabinow, have nothing particularly to do with this commission, but have to do with other legal issues that this is presenting. And as the representative of the minority on this committee, I think it's important that we try to work together on this so that we can do what's right for the state. And I've been doing some research. I'm not at liberty to go into that more on the record at the moment, but I look forward to being able to discuss that and to try, as most of you know me, I try to do things in a positive way. And I look forward to to try to do that here.
I'd be presumptive to put words in the Speaker's mouth, but I would suspect the Speaker will probably find some time to discuss that with you.
And I'd like you, insofar as I may have objected to this, I'd like to withdraw my objection and appreciate the way this is being handled.
And as will I. So are there any further objections?
Final statement.
Oh, we are. I was going to go around the room first. We're just looking.
Go ahead, get them guys.
Wait a second. Representative Harris.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I as well appreciate the comments by the Speaker. I look forward to voting on Senate Bill 124 and considering new legislation that the Speaker will bring forward. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Keller here. I just thank you to the sponsor for bringing this forward. We need clarification on this. To me, it's a no-brainer to get the best possible person we can get to serve on the board for AGDC. While I do not know Mr. Rabineau, when I read his resume, I go, wow. You know, it just seems like it'd be a hard one to match. And, I'm glad you guys are going to be confirming him. I mean, anybody can put anything on paper, but it really looks like he's highly qualified. So just a thank you for taking this one on.
Representative Chenault.
Mr. Chairman, if the objection still maintained. Mr. Chairman, I would like to thank the committee members for their comments. If the best guy for the job as an Alaskan, I want folks to know that I want that Alaskan to have that job. Sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. I had some comments about, if you were on trial for murder, who would you rather have? And I told this ahead of time to Max, but would you rather have Max Grunberg as your lawyer, or would you rather have Johnny Cochran?
I know who I'd rather have. And he's dead.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if you wanted a divorce, I'd say fine.
Well, I didn't say that. But just another clear example, would you rather Representative Olson be your retirement investor, or would you rather have Warren Buffett? And while that's a pretty wide spread, Mr. Chairman, I think that people get the understanding that for this board, we want the best, we want the brightest, we want the most knowledgeable folks. And, we see this as a way of getting there. So, Mr. Chairman, if you're going to maintain your objection, I don't want folks to vote on this. So, Mr. Chairman, if you're through and you want me to, I would make a motion that I would like to remove Amendment A.2 from the table.
Seeing no opposition, the amendment is removed. And with that, we did notice the meeting for public testimony. Is there anybody in the room that would care to testify that today? Seeing none, is there anybody online? Nope. With that, we'll close out public testimony, and I believe we're done.
We need to sign the report.
Pardon me? Brief of these. I will go on the record and say this is the first time I've handled something like this, and it's been very entertaining to me. I hope it has to everybody else as well.
Make a motion, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, make a motion, please.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to report SB 124 out of committee with attached or with individual recommendation and attached fiscal notes.
Seeing no opposition, the bill moves out of committee. All right. Adjourned. Whatever time.